future meeting planning. Does anybody want to say anything about future meeting planning?
Commissioner Thorburn?
Go ahead, Kim.
I have a question about, I'm glad to hear that Riley's on the call, about item 14 on our December agenda. Are we going to have public comment on the various options that you're working out? Because it's listed on the agenda.
Thank you, Commissioner Thorburn. I believe you're referring to the rulemaking for House Bill 1579. Is that correct?
Correct, yes.
Yeah, so we have included an opportunity for public comment during that agenda item, and we will be presenting options to the commission.
Okay, thank you.
Is there any further discussion? Go ahead, Commissioner McIsaac.
Commissioner McIsaac, this agenda, draft agenda, is quite a bit different than the previous one. I see one, I think, omission here that is an important one to discuss, but I wondered if staff could go over the changes in this agenda and their rationale compared to the previous version before we get into that.
Nikki, can you help us with this? I don't have a previous, I don't have the previous agenda in front of me.
Yeah, Commissioner McIsaac, can you give me a little more information about this contrast that you're noticing? I'm pulling up an older one to kind of see what you're referring to.
Yeah, and I was having a little trouble bringing up the older one, too. The first matter has to do with the omission of an executive session at the end of Friday. And we had talked about having one for the purpose. There are several purposes that are allowed under the executive session, and to have one that would allow discussion of any of those that were there. And there has been discussion about a couple different important matters that we couldn't get into here. But I don't see it on here. Was that? Is there a reason for that? Or and if there is, what is it?
Okay, can I take a stab at that one, at least for one of the important agenda items? This is Commissioner Baker. It has been postponed until January, and we talked to the director and the lawyers about this and just made the decision that there is no reason for them. There was no urgency for to take a couple of lawyers and have them come to Bellingham to brief us on something that we do need to know about, but it can wait until January. I am unaware of any other pressing matters right this second, so that was one of the reasons that the executive session was postponed.
Yeah.
Not knowing exactly what you're... Go ahead.
Yeah, just in response to that, that's been kind of a repetitive reason to cancel executive sessions. And as we discussed before, it's not there's not a request to bring a couple of lawyers up to address a specific litigation matter unless one happens to come up between now and December. It was for the staff attorney to be there to be available to talk about potential litigation or any litigation matters that are very brief in terms of a heads up. There's also the category of performance evaluation of the director that we had talked about having on the agenda periodically, and it's been quite some time since we've had that. And I think the consensus of the group had been that that was something that we wanted to bring up on a regular basis, and there were a couple of different reasons for that. So this reason that we should cancel it because we don't want to send some lawyers up to address particular litigation things is not really a valid reason for this, and I think we ought to have some whole commission discussion discussion about having the flexibility to have executive sessions for things that pop up. And if at the time it doesn't seem like there is reason to have one, the possibility of canceling and providing some workload relief is there. The Friday agenda shows a 4 o'clock finish, and we've gone later than that in the past. So at least from one commissioner here, I think it's a good idea to have one of these at most of our meetings, just for that possibility, and not to request, if there isn't a particular reason on an ongoing litigation matter, not to request any specialized legal advice on any matters, but rather to have, again, the staff attorney there for a discussion of spontaneous things that happen between now and then, or a general discussion as follow-ups from the last meeting that did take the full time and perhaps didn't get all the questions answered. So it's an open executive session is the idea here.
Commissioner McIsaac, I suggested to Panesco to propose quarterly executive sessions and what that would look like. So you should expect to see some traffic from him eventually about that, because I thought that was a very good idea, you know, addressing your concern of wanting it to be consistent. But Larry and Barbara did decide to move executive session to January. And we're also having a workshop in January as well, so that can be discussed then too.
Well,
Chair Carpenter, this is ultimately your decision. Would you like to take it under advisement? Would you like to schedule an executive session at 4 o'clock on Friday, or do you want to talk to Commissioner McIsaac about it offline? We just need a process to get to this decision.
I will talk to Commissioner McIsaac offline, perhaps later today.
Okay, we'll get this straightened out. Is there anybody else has strong feelings about having a recurring executive session that Chair Carpenter needs to hear before he and Don McIsaac speak later?
This is Commissioner Anderson. I too value the executive session. I believe that there are reasons for that beyond pending litigation or current litigation that does require us to give consideration to. Now, the frequency of these, that I support a calibrated approach and not overly relying on executive sessions by any means, but you know, sometimes there's a need for that. That's why you have them.
One note to add to your comments, Commissioner Anderson. By law, we cannot go beyond litigation, either prevention or active, and the director's staff's performance review. So we are very cognizant of our legal boundaries on these meetings. But
yes, and I understand that.
Okay, thanks.
And Commissioner Thorgren, if I could just add a thought to where I kind of think that Commissioner Baker's comment goes. You know, our state is very committed to transparency and the Open Public Meetings Act, and I would, the sort of perception of having an executive session on single one of our in-face meeting agendas, I think kind of goes counter to the ethic of Washington law. So I think that's something to consider as we're setting up this schedule. I like the notion that Nikki said that she'd been discussing with our attorney perhaps regular quarterly sessions. I just think from a public perception standpoint, it works better.
Madam Vice Chair.
Discussion. Go ahead, Chair.
In my opinion, the executive sessions are important, significantly important, but on an as-needed basis. I don't think they should be part of our agenda every time we meet. I agree with Commissioner Thorburn. To share with Commissioner McIsaac and others the reason, and specifically that we pulled it off the Bellingham meeting in December, well, there's one particular agenda item which I'm not going to go into now that would be that has to do with litigation that's going to require one or more attorneys from the Olympia office to participate because of the significance and their specific knowledge about this issue. That was why we postponed executive session in Bellingham and moved it to January in Olympia. I personally still feel that's the right way to do it, but I'll talk to anybody either on the call or offline as needed.
Okay, let's put that one to rest for a second, because I believe Commissioner McIsaac had at least one or more other changes to this, the December agenda that he wanted to raise.
Yes, thank you. Maybe just two more here. Number 13, Willapa Bay Salmon Management. The description for the public and the notice of the public would be that the staff would provide a review of fishery management objectives utilized in the 2019 North of Falcon process and interim guidance. So at our last meeting in October, we also talked about another matter unassociated with what the staff has maybe called the pickle in the past on some of the fishery management stuff. And that was the matter of the egg take distribution in the Willapa Bay hatcheries and whether or not complete compliance with the existing Willapa Bay policy ought to be followed, or because the comprehensive review has been delayed, that there ought to be some discussion about alternatives that preserve options, so to speak, while this comprehensive review and possible changes to the policy happens in 2020. So that was something that was brought up in October. It's not in here. I think that it is a good thing to have it in there and that the commission consider guidance. If not, then I think the public ought to expect that we would live to the letter of the law of the existing policy. And absent any changes in that, that's what I think proper procedure would call to occur. So if the commission is still interested in considering any other changes because of the delay in the comprehensive review and possible changes, I think we ought to notice the public in this descriptor for agenda item 13 that is in play and is the possibility for some commission guidance. So that's one of the two.
Madam Vice Chair.
Chair Carpenter.
I'd like to speak to that. I am recommending, Commissioner McIsaac, that we pull that agenda item from the Bellingham meeting and move it to the January meeting for a more lengthy briefing by staff and public comment. There's a whole bunch of moving parts on Willapa right now, many of which you mentioned, that staff is in the process of engaging and trying to learn more and figure out what they can bring forward to us in the way of a recommendation. So I am recommending pulling Willapa off of the Bellingham meeting and, frankly, not asking the people from down in Southwest Washington to drive all the way to Bellingham also is a consideration. And I'm recommending we plug in another agenda item there that's regionally based in lieu of that. And that would be the Baker Lake sockeye issue. So that's my recommendation for those two items.
Chair Carpenter, I noticed that Willapa Bay is on the Fish Committee agenda for December. So is it your understanding that the issues that Commissioner McIsaac raised could be thoroughly discussed during that meeting?
That's correct. I'm going to have a follow-up with Ron Warren about that, but that's certainly something we can do and at the Fish Committee, and then have a briefing on that during committee reports.
Commissioner Sorber.
Thank you. Since committee meetings came up, I would just like to let my fellow commissioner members of the Wolf Committee and Wildlife Committee know that I have not yet had any discussions about the agenda. So if you, so I consider these items tentative, but we need to get on top of them. So if you have any items for either the Wolf Committee or Wildlife Committee that you don't see on here, let me know, and I'll be talking to Eric Gardner soon.
I did have a comment on one of the on the Wildlife Committee meetings, but let's finish with Commissioner McIsaac's issue on Willapaw. Is that an agreed approach to the Willapaw issue?
This is Kehoe.
Go ahead, Bob.
I support the chair's idea of pushing this agenda item until January, and I think the vice chair makes a good point. We do have this on the Fish Committee meeting. I don't know if anybody from the Fish Program is there from the department on the call, but I think the focus and I can talk with the Chair Carpenter on this, but I think the focus of the meeting should be developing, okay, all the issues that are on the table, and maybe prioritizing. The committee makes a recommendation as far as prioritizing those issues for discussion and briefing in at the January meeting.
Vice Chair, this is Smith.
Go ahead, Chair, or ex-Chair Smith.
I also concur with Commissioner Keogh, Commissioner Carpenter on this. I think Commissioner or Chair Carpenter's logic in readjusting to regionalize issues ultimately.
Vice Chair Baker, this is Ron Warren.
Oh, hi, Ron. Nice to have you on the board.
Thank you.
Something to say on this?
Good morning, commissioners. Yes, I do. So one of the items that Commissioner McIsaac brought up was this meeting that occurred Wednesday night, in which we pulled the public together. Many of our advisors were also present to give us comment about our current egg take and have an understanding about what the local desires were relative to what we should do with eggs taken at each of the facilities and any transfers that might occur within the basin to other facilities. And we certainly have the space at the facilities to keep. So if the commission believes that that's their call to make a modification for production, then it's essential that we have the meeting in December, especially if we can continue with the two-meeting decision, which makes it tough when we allow the entrance of how many eggs are taken or what production is in a commission policy, because then it takes multiple months to make decisions about what egg takes just were and how we transfer eggs. The inability to transfer eggs because no decision's been made, and then having to transfer fry, which is less successful than the egg transfers. And I am not, and then in addition, what we were going to do was try to provide what this year's guidance was for the fishery, how the fishery performed, and what 2020 policy directs us to do from a management perspective so that we may receive some guidance from the commission to bring back for January for further decision making or further analysis so that we had everything done relative to Willapaw prior to North of Falcon if the commission chose to make any additional changes to the existing policy, which we revert back to in 2020. So I offer that for further consideration, and I'll listen intently.
Commissioner McIsaac.
Go ahead, Commissioner McIsaac.
Yeah, so I would support Commissioner Carpenter's idea of moving this to January, and I very much liked Commissioner Keogh's idea of prioritizing in at the Fish Committee meeting in Bellingham. The idea here, though, was to preserve options. So this will be a question for Ron Warren. In terms of preserving the options of whether or not we follow the policy and reduce the program at Forks Creek Hatchery down to 350 or 400,000 smolts, as opposed to keeping more eggs there, because if we had gone through a policy review, that might have been a policy provision that's revised. When do these fish change from egg to fry stage, and is waiting till January still okay to preserve options in along that line of logic?
Commissioner McIsaac, thank you for the question. I believe that between Thanksgiving and Christmas, all of the Chinook eggs should be pretty close to being hatched. We have continued to trap the tail of the run to try to achieve our initial egg take goals there. We fell short of what was needed and have not been able to successfully secure eggs for the additional production for southern resident killer whales this year. So I'm going to guess that the majority of the eggs will have been hatched and would need to be ponded and fed at the facilities where those progeny exist now if we wait much longer. And just so I'm fair, because I haven't ever worked at facilities within the Willapaw structure, I'm basing it off of ambient temperatures in Puget Sound. I'm guessing that a lot of our opportunity has already been lost because of the extended egg-taking process that staff are going through. We can accommodate that, but I just wanted commissioners to know that what additional work we're going to go through depending on decisions that you make in the future.
So what I take from that is the optimal situation of transferring eggs, that that situation ends by around Christmas time, and maybe starting to happen here pretty soon. Is that the right way to take that?
Yeah, Commissioner McIsaac, thank you. I'll add some clarity to that. I'm guessing that. So my recollection for most fall Chinook in Puget Sound, you're ponding fish for starting to feed right around Christmas, New Year, and so they're either really close to having to have a decision right now if we're going to move them in eyed form, eyed egg form, or if we're going to wait. And again, we can wait. We may, as a department, because of the input that we heard, we believe we have the flexibility to make those changes based on the principles and the guidance that are in the policy to make some initial decisions based on the policy and the guidance that we have, and brief you on what our choices have been in January, if you want to overrule that because of a possible misintent of policy or a different decision, we would still have options at that point to move. My most critical point of my initial comment was that if we're going to go back to the original policy, so all the guidance from the 2019 that was provided, it was a single year because of the belief of the comprehensive plan. That's delayed until summer. My most important issue that I bring to the table is that if the commission is going to give us additional guidance for this year or have us revert back to original policy language, that's the most important thing so that we're ready for the North Falcon process and giving the public every advance notice we can about what our management objectives are.
Well, getting back to the eggs, what's your impression of the current commission guidance on whether or not to keep, to move all the eggs out of Forks Creek, which I believe the policy implementation would dictate, or to not do that in terms of preservation of options? There was some discussion in October when, way back when, we were originally to get the comprehensive review, but with regard to the egg part of this, what's your impression of current commission guidance on that?
So, Commissioner McIsaac, because a little bit more history, in the hatchery and fishery reform policy, you suspended HSRG principles and guidelines in the three elements that were suspended. In the Willapaw policy, that's more directly spelled out in detail about what we're going to do relative to the HSRG principles, goes into stock designations and guidance. If you continue to go with the premise that those two policies are separate, which is the premise I follow, within the structures and guidance of HSRG, we have some flexibility to increase production, and we would further explain that in briefings in the future based on that principle and preservation of the certain populations within the basins that they're in, sub-basins within Willapaw. So, in other words, increasing the production at Forks Creek. We believe Forks Creek is vital to not only preserve as at least originally named as a primary population, but to assure that we also maintain the recreational priority. And I believe that the public comment that you've heard is accurate, that if we don't increase the production at Willapaw, even if we do this year, the next couple years are going to be rough with the low production that we've seen there in recent years. And so we would make that move, brief the commission, take further comments. Again, during the rearing cycle prior to May or June, we would have the ability to make moves and acclimate fish at the particular release site if the commission believed they needed to further give guidance on the issue.
So this is Commissioner Baker. We are we are getting into the weeds on this issue for a good reason, I understand, but I think the way that I'm looking at this issue is that we have a concern by Commissioner McIsaac that we need to have the Willapaw briefing as it is on the December agenda, and Ron Warren, our staff on this, also thinks so. Well, hang on just a minute, Don. I'm still talking. So if that's incorrect, you're going to get a chance real quick. And we have the chair who says we're going to be considering that in the Fish Committee, and we should substitute a more regional issue for that spot on the agenda. because of that we are not doing the executive session in December, I believe, there is still room on the agenda to do both. And then the last thing I want to say on this is that one of the few actual joys of being chair of this commission is that Chair Carpenter does have final agenda setting authority after hearing everything from everybody. So with that being, as I see it, the question that we're posed with now, does anybody have further comments? Commissioner McIsaac?
Well, I thought what I was hearing Ron say was that he feels like he does have current commission guidance to preserve options, and that January would be okay, along with the prioritization thing in December. But I do think it's an important commission policy decision whether to abide strictly by the policy or to deviate from it. And so, you know, that's why I'm bringing it up. And but if the preservation options is such that that January would work, then I'm certainly not opposed to that. And obviously for the fishery part of it, I think what we heard is January would work. But I do think if there's commissioners here who really would like to weigh in on whether or not the policy ought to be strictly adhered to until it's changed, that it is a policy decision, and we should not put staff in an awkward position of hearing a different opinion later.
Is there further discussion on that? Okay, Ron, was that a fair, was Don's version of your comments on a very high level accurate, that you think that if we are going to strictly abide by the policy, that you have flexibility and that January is soon enough to have a public briefing and a public comment on this issue?
Vice Chair Baker, yes. And again, my highest priority is guidance for 2020 if the commission chooses to give additional guidance beyond the original policy. And we'll utilize that time to bring you up to speed on what choices we've made and decisions we've made from a management perspective relative to production at each of the facilities for the current year.
All right. Is there anybody that has further discussion? Well, let's put it this way. Is there any other objection to striking the Willapaw, I think it's number 13, agenda item in December, and having a full flesh out of that issue in January?
Vice Chair Baker? So, sorry, this is Ron again. So what I heard Chair Carpenter request was to remove Willapaw, as you said, but then to add a briefing for the Baker Lake Sockeye. And I think adding the Baker Lake Sockeye as a regional meeting is appropriate. I would like to find out some additional information about the urgency in that, but I can do that offline with Chair Carpenter later. We have a call scheduled later this afternoon.
Thank you, Ron. Any further discussion on that issue?
No further discussion. This is Kehoe. I have to sign off. I have a call at 9:30. So thank you all. Have a nice weekend. See you in December.
Bye, Bob.
Bye, Bob.
Okay, so Mr. McIsaac, you said you had three things on this agenda. What's number three?
Okay, thank you. On the matter of number 15, the joint Columbia River policy review, this matter has changed significantly. I see that the amount of time has shrunk, which I think is appropriate. However, putting it after the warm water fish thing, which I think we could have a lot of public comment on, putting it after the Baker Lake Sockeye matter, which I think we would probably have a lot of public comment on, and have it at the last end of the day. I'm not sure if that's going to give us enough time or appropriate to do it. So I would suggest moving that to the last agenda item of the day on Friday. And I see under agenda 10, hatchery reform policy, that there's no public comment period. And I think it's important that we have a public comment period. I think that had been anticipated in prior drafts of agenda business.
Okay, there was two things there. Is there a reason, Nikki, I mean, is there any reason that we had agenda item 15 where it is on the agenda for the staff travel or any of that, or is it just that's where it went?
It was placed there for the purposes of availability to the public because it's such a hot item that putting it on Friday didn't feel appropriate because if people work, they can't get access to give public comment if they want in person. So that was a consideration. It can certainly be moved, especially since the November 18th meeting isn't happening.
Any further comment on whether we end our day with the PRC review on Saturday, actually end the meeting on Saturday? Switch it around with item 14, meaning that we would do it first on Saturday or move it to Friday evening. Okay. I really think this is something, I think Chair Carpenter is going to be talking to Commissioner McIsaac later today. Is it okay with everybody that we let them hammer this out and we've heard everybody's concerns and we just keep going here?
Smith says yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Anybody object to that? Okay, and we have noted also on that Commissioner McIsaac believes that there should be public comment on agenda item 10, which is hatchery review. Let's get those hammered out today and get this agenda out. If that's okay with everyone, then we will revert to Commissioner Thorburn's committee concerns, and I also have one committee agenda item I'd like to raise.
Yeah, mine was just, it can be handled offline, but particularly if any of the members of the Wildlife Committee or Wolf Committee have some items that they don't see on this draft, let me know because I do plan to talk to Eric Gardner in the very near future about the agendas for these meetings. So consider these drafts, just let me know. You can let me know offline.
Commissioner Baker here. The only concern I had, and it's not really a concern, is that I see hunting contests are on the 7 a.m. Wildlife Committee meeting. That was my blue sheet that we all agreed to bring it to the full commission probably in February. So unless you, Commissioner Thorburn, want to hear that again, I don't really see that it's necessary.
Sure. I noted that as well, so thanks, Barbara.
Okay. My point is that we are we are busy, and we have many commissioners. Since these meetings are primarily open, are coming to all the meetings. I would like to ask Commissioner Linville. I think I can cede the time on the Big Tent Committee that's at 1 o'clock on Thursday to Habitat, given that apparently there is a lot going on in Habitat right now. Commissioner Linville is, or maybe it's Commissioner Smith. I'm not sure which one of you. The question that I have is, should we have the Big Tent Committee? I would like to have a conference call on that. There has been some progress on the strategic plan, but I think it could be handled in a conference call, and I think Habitat might be more more important right now. I'm better use of our time, and now that I'm talking, I remember that it is Commissioner Smith who is the chair of that committee. So would you like to have the time that we have set aside for Big Tent and have a Habitat Committee meeting at the in Bellingham?
Yeah, you're asking me, Barbara? Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Right. You know, that's fine. I was going to ask Nikki. I thought we had a time that we were going to have a conference call, but was that scheduled in between now and the December meeting, Nikki?
Yes.
Okay. But having that time is fine at 1 o'clock on Thursday, too. Yeah.
Okay, I think that would be a better use of our time.
Okay, I'll cancel the conference call for the Habitat Committee and move it Thursday
okay.
for the meeting.
As long as, because I'm still unsure of some of the agenda items that were being raised with the director or with you, Amy, so I'd like to get some clarification about that before the December meeting, so I'm not going in totally blind.
Okay. Vice Chair.
Go ahead, Chair Carpenter.
When I spoke to the members of the Habitat Committee about re-engaging, I thought it was the discussion I had with Chair Smith that the importance of having a conference call in advance of a face-to-face meeting just to kind of get things on the table and get the juices flowing was desired. And I hear Nikki say they're going to cancel that. I guess that's up to yeah. Commissioner Smith what he wants to do.
I'd like to have both. Yeah, because when I asked that question, Nikki, I wasn't saying cancel one in lieu of the other. It was that I didn't know, it was a question of clarification for me, when that conference call was scheduled for. I know you sent it out, but I don't have it in front of me.
It's the 19th at 9
okay.
a.m.
Okay. Yeah, let's go ahead with that if it's not too much of an imposition on everybody. And that'll tee us up well for the December meeting.
Okay.
All right. So we have thoroughly reviewed our December agenda. Is there anything that we have missed?
On the agenda or other items?
Well, we're still on the agenda, but I think I just finished the agenda, and now we are to the last item on our